and not so good.
Now presenting. Cause and Creation.
Hey everybody, happy Thanksgiving. Megan Martin here with my beautiful co-host Janelle. Say hi, Janelle.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, so for Thanksgiving, we wanted to do something a little bit different. We're doing a nice little gratitude episode. We're going to talk about things that we're grateful for. And we actually have a really special surprise for you guys. We have had all of our past guests all submit to us some recordings of things that they're grateful for, too. So basically, this is our own little Cause and Creation family Thanksgiving, and welcome to it.
Yeah, no, I'm just so grateful for this year, and I'm so grateful for this podcast, and I'm so grateful that everyone decided to, like, participate still and, you know, wanted to kind of give their thanks and give what their thoughts are on this year a little bit, which I think is, I don't know, I just think it's really, really sweet that we have this little, like, family already, even though we only started, like, what, like, 2 months ago? Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I love it so much, especially because, like, I mean, you know, I think we all know, like, the holidays are looking kind of different this year, which sounds like every corporate ad for, like, everything from McDonald's to Zoom. But I'm going to say it, too, because it's true. And, you know, it's really, really nice that, like, you know, even if we can't be with, like, our actual families, we also have our artistic families. We've got our podcast community. We've got our friends, things like that.
Yeah, no, and I love that. And I feel like it's times like these where it's like, you know, your friends become your family, your online community becomes your family. Like, everyone's kind of in this together in this weird space. So it's nice that we all have each other.
Totally. So to kick it off, before we go to our previous guests, we're going to talk about some things that we are grateful for this year. Do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
Well, before we dive into the gratitudes, I just want to I don't want to jump on a soapbox. That's not the way I want to say it. But, like, I have a very, I don't know, I think Thanksgiving is great. I think there's a lot of things that's really nice to have a day where you're grateful for everything and kind of reflect on the year and the things that you're grateful for. But I think you should be doing that every single day of your life. I really, truly believe that taking a few minutes every single day and thinking about what you're grateful for and really feeling it, this sounds so cheesy and so, like, oh my God, take stock.
No, I think you're completely right. I completely agree.
But it's like, I don't think enough people do that. And I think it's such an important part of my personal, like, my morning ritual is one of the things I do is no matter what kind of day I'm having, you know, whatever I'm feeling, I will find things to be grateful for, whether they're something so small and completely insignificant where it's like the sun is streaming in my window when it's been dark pretty much all of the past few days in New York, or something large like, you know, the things that are happening with this podcast that I'm really excited about. And just taking stock in that, I just think is such an important daily exercise. So, you know, while Thanksgiving is great and giving thanks and taking time to reflect is great, I encourage everybody to do it on an everyday basis. But if you can't do that, even just like on Sunday, reflect on the week and be like, what was I grateful for? Because I think you'll appreciate life a little bit more. I know that's cheesy, but
no, it's not cheesy at all. And I completely agree. I think that that's something that we don't do enough. Like, I always have mixed feelings about that because I know that people do that with a lot of holidays. Like, people say it about Christmas and Valentine's Day and stuff like that too, where it's like, well, you should be showing people that you love them every single day. And absolutely. Like, yeah, like, we should be. And, like, it seems silly to have, like, one specific day for it. But I almost look at it as, like, less of, like, we should save it all for one day. And more of, we should be feeling grateful for everything every single day of our lives. We should be showing our loved ones that we care about them every single day of our lives. But there is something nice about having like one specific day set aside that's just about
that. Oh, of course.
That like your entire focus is just on that. And I think even more than that, I think it's really nice to have one corporate day where everybody's allowed to be off work to do that. So I think more than anything, it's like it's nice that like the rest of the world kind of lets you stop for a second and makes it a little easier on you to do it. But I completely agree with that. I've like started doing gratitude lists in the morning and everything. Like I have to like say 5 things that I'm grateful for, and it really does. Like it puts you in such a better mood for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. I think it's like, yeah, and I do think this day is special for people who don't do that. So I'm glad that the people that aren't doing that and maybe want to start doing it, but I think it's amazing. And I think it's great that people have the one day to reflect and do the gratitude on one day. But, you know, when you see how that makes you feel, maybe you want to do it every day too. I think that's more what I was trying to say, hopefully.
Yeah, it's like a nice reminder. And I love that. Like I said, I think that you're completely right. I think that we really do need to be doing it every single day and everything. So today on this Thanksgiving, we're going to be sharing our little gratitude list with you. Like, I'm going to go ahead and say I have to start with this one just because we had a little bit of a scare that ended up being absolutely nothing. I am extremely grateful for my cat. I love her very, very much. Tilly is my best friend. She is my baby. And I don't know what I would do without her. I don't remember what it was like before I was a cat mom. And I look forward to spending many, many years as a cat mom. And I'm very grateful for her health. She's been a little sick the past couple days. And I just took her to the vet before recording, and an ultrasound later, we find out that she's just really horny. She's just in heat. So I'm, you know, I'm finding my way through being a cat parent.
Listen, we're in quarantine. We can all relate to this. We can all relate to what your cat is going through.
She walks around the house screaming at the top of her lungs, and I'm like, girl, you know, it's been a minute for me too. I get it, but that's not the way to get a man. There are no tomcats here for you. You just gotta work on yourself. Practice a little self-care. You'll get through this.
Yeah, she needs to spend time with herself, you know. Then she'll get the man she deserves. That's how it works.
All right, your turn.
This is so hard for me to not like immediately go deep. So I guess I'm just going to go deep, because for me, like practicing gratitude every day, it's like I've noticed a lot of changes in kind of the way that my perspective on life has changed this year. And just, you know, this year's lessons, I guess, is what I'm grateful for. And just kind of finding these lessons through kind of difficult times. And I know everyone has had their own difficulties during this time, you know, some incredibly, you know, absolutely tragic, and my heart goes out to everybody. But for me personally, a lot of the lessons were about fear and change and kind of the world being this unstable place. And I really had kind of started this year in really stable place where I thought I knew myself. I thought I knew my future. I thought I knew all of these things, and everything just changed overnight. And it really taught me, and what I'm grateful for is just learning to kind of let go of control, and that the only thing you really can control is yourself and how you react to these situations and how you learn from them. And bringing that throughout the whole year for me has been really, really life-changing, honestly, of just letting go, letting things happen, trusting that things in the end will work out okay, and, you know, being grateful for the little things. And that is what I'm grateful for, is just overall that lesson and the lesson of this year of just me being able to let go and being able to accept the fact that things are going to happen. Things are going to disrupt life all throughout my entire life. The only thing that is certain in this life is that things are going to change and grow and expand. That is what we're here to do. And really acknowledging that and seeing it as possibly a good thing, and that there's lessons to learn in every single change and every single disruption of life. And that it, in the end, you know, makes you a better person. So I'm sorry it wasn't simpler, but that is what I'm grateful for.
That's really beautiful. No, I think that you're exactly right.
I wish I had something simple. I didn't get a cat this year, okay, guys? All I did was sit by myself and journal and meditate and read a lot of spirituality books. So this is what
I love it so much. No, I think that you're really, really right. And I think that that's something that, like, all of us really need to learn from this year is that, I mean, you know, what's the... This is dark. But what's the old saying? When you make plans, God laughs. Like, I think that mm-hmm. I think that we've all kind of, like, learned this year that, like, we just need to be present and we need to focus on what we can do, not what we want to do. And I think, like, just making the best out of everything that there is. Like, everything that we have. Like, it's so easy to just keep wanting things and wanting things. And sometimes I feel like you lose sight of the things that you still have. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes, like, what you want, it just looks a little... Sometimes you still get it, and it just looks a little different than you expected, too. And I also think that that's really important.
Yeah. Yeah, and not even knowing what you want to begin with, to be honest. I mean, that's a big thing that I think... A lot of people, I think it's worth exploring, is really asking yourself, is this really what I want? Why do I want these things? And is it going to make me as happy as I think? I think that's, like, a huge thing too. But yeah, I mean, I don't want to just keep going deep, but I will warn you.
No, I love it.
Everything I'm grateful for is, like...
I love it because, like, I feel like this is perfect for us because, like, I love that you're getting all, like, deep and just... beautifully wording all of these wonderful things. And I have my OCD ass made an itemized list of, like, specifically the things that I am glad that I had this year.
Oh my God. I'm literally the opposite. I wrote, like, 3 sentences and, like, that's it.
Oh my gosh. I, like, because I mean, like, I put, like...
We are so the opposite. It's so cute.
I'm really, really thankful. I'm always thankful for my friends and family, but especially this year, more than any other year, I am insanely grateful to them because I couldn't have gotten through this year without all of the wonderful people that I love and care about and that love and care about me. And to that extent, like... I think that, you know, the internet comes with a lot of pros and cons, but things like Zoom and FaceTime, I'm so grateful that I've had this year just because it's allowed me to keep in touch with people that I wouldn't have been able to otherwise. And it's also, I'm really grateful for it for other people as well because I am lucky enough to be a little less affected by the virus, whereas, you know, I know there's a lot of people with pre-existing conditions or who are of a certain age who had to be a lot more careful. And so I'm really, really glad that those people had these, like, mediums to still be able to keep in contact with everybody. And on top of that, I'm really, really thankful for the mail service for that same reason. I'm really, really grateful for TikTok, honestly, for kind of the same reason. I think that there's a lot of issues with, again, social media in general, and especially TikTok. I do think that it's, like, a little casino-ish.
Oh my God, that's a perfect way to describe it.
For anybody who's seen The Social Dilemma, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Because, I mean, it is, like, it's just these, like, little hits of serotonin and everything. And I don't know if anybody's noticed, but you can't even see the time when you're on that app, so you don't know how long you've been scrolling.
I mean, they have that little man that pops up that's like, stop, you've been scrolling way too long. Like, that's the only way I know that I need to get off the app, to be honest.
That's amazing. I think that maybe everybody should download that, because I know that I've, like, done the whole thing where I'm like, I'm just going to, like, get on TikTok for a couple minutes while I got some downtime. And then, like, 3 hours later, I've, like, gone down a rabbit hole.
Wait, you've never seen the man that pops up?
No. No, I haven't.
Wait, really? Okay, wait. We can cut this out. Like, but there's a man.
Or something, isn't it?
No, no, it's like it comes with TikTok. It just like comes with TikTok. Like, it's like, oh my God, Google it. It's like, stop. You've been scrolling way too long. TikTok. Like, it's a man that pops up and tells you to stop.
Oh
my God,
it's like a thing. Okay. I thought you meant like.
Do you just scroll by him?
I thought that you meant, yeah, because he makes me feel bad. I thought that you meant like you had something on your phone, like the little like Microsoft Clippy thing or something that would just pop up on your phone. Like, no. You've been doing this too long. You need to go do something else.
No, I can't believe you just scroll by him. I listen to him.
Oh my God.
He's like he's my guiding light. Like, as soon as he comes up, I'm like, oh shit, I need to get off this app.
He is not on my For You page. For sure, I have never seen this man. Nobody has ever told me to get off TikTok.
I'll tell him to pay you a visit.
Oh, and I'm also, I do think that, like, for all the problems that come with TikTok, I also think that there has been something nice about having this, like, worldwide outlet that I feel like has kind of connected people, which, I mean, you know, for better or for worse, like, I think that it makes you feel just a little bit less alone, which I think is really, really nice. And I think that it was really, really helpful for people. You know, it was an election year. And I think that it was a really good source of information for a lot of people that they might not have otherwise gotten from just their local news sources. And, on the subject of the election, we are not a political podcast, and we are not going to talk about politics, but I am going to go ahead and say that I am super fucking grateful that we have our first female VP. I don't care if you like her or not. I have mixed feelings about her myself, but there is something that honestly really got me emotional about the fact that, like, all of the little girls can look up and see that they really can be anything now. Like, the glass ceiling has broken. Like, women can do anything now. And I think that that's absolutely incredible. And just on the subject of women, I'm super, super grateful to have older women in my life who can be role models to me, whether that's my mom, my surrogate mothers up here in New York that have adopted me while I'm away from home, my grandparents. Like, I'm really, really happy for the influence that older women can have on younger women to just kind of like teach them the ropes and be good role models for them.
Well, no, I love that. And I especially love the fact that I love supporting women in film. And I love that, I know, Megan, you've created such an amazing community of wonderful women that you've worked with on projects. And I think like that's something I very much admire about you. And in continuing in that, I'm going to make you blush a little bit because I'm grateful for you, Megan. I'm grateful for how close we've gotten. I know that, like, even, like, just a few months ago, like, before the pandemic, like, last year, we'd hang out, like, not often at all, like, once a month. And now I get to talk to you all the time. And I still remember, like, when we'd hang out, like, once in a while, I'd be like, oh my God, like, I would always leave conversations with you feeling so inspired, so motivated, and just so excited about life. And I'm so happy to, like, have that in my life now, like, constantly, because we're always texting, we're always bothering each other about the podcast, or just, like, making a point to, like, talk about not about the podcast, so we have to get drinks and stuff like that. And I feel like you are just such a light and such a really important person in my life. So I wanted to say I'm very grateful for you, Megan. Oh,
thank you so much. No, and I'm so grateful for you, too. Like you said, and we've talked about this, too. Like, we were friends before the, like, quarantine and everything. But there was just, like, something about the separation that I felt. I feel like the minute we weren't able to spend time together, we started doing it more. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like maybe it was something that, like, I'll at least say, like, that I took for granted with a lot of people, and you are absolutely one of the people that, like, I am so, so grateful for the fact that we were FaceTiming like once a week and everything, and we were like drinking and exchanging stories, and we learned so much more about each other, and we got so much closer. And I've told you this before, I couldn't be doing this podcast without you. Like, I remember literally going out to drinks with you and just being like, look, like, I can't do this without, like, I need you to be my co-host on this. Like, I love the balance that you put into my life. I love the positivity that you bring to my life. And the same with you. Like, I feel like it doesn't matter what I've gone through that day. The minute I talk to you, like, I feel like I immediately just turn into the best and happiest version of myself. Like, you really bring out the best in me. And I am so grateful for you, Janelle. I really, really am.
Same. No, I feel the same about you. I won't get sappy now, but like 100% times a million.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you want to talk about, or should we go to our previous guests and see what they're grateful for?
I'm excited to see what everyone else is grateful for too.
No, me too.
So let's dive into it.
All right. Well, let's turn it over to everyone else. Here you go, guys.
Cue the applause.
Hi, Megan, and hi, Janelle. I am Miguel Garzon Martinez. I was very lucky to be the first guest of your podcast, and thank you so much for reaching out and inviting me again to give a little Thanksgiving greeting. This year has definitely been very challenging and very difficult. But I want to say that I'm thankful because I have found many opportunities to still practice my craft and my passion. I notice all around me that people still want to make movies, people still want to tell stories, and with all the difficulties that we encounter, we found out that we are stronger than we realized we were. So I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for the people around me in my life that support me, that give me courage, that give me encouragement. I am very thankful for my girlfriend Jennifer, who's always by my side helping me and supporting me as well, and she's also here with a little message.
Hello everybody, I just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and share that I am so grateful for the artists and the creators who have persevered in 2020, keeping us entertained, keeping us engaged and in touch with what's going on in the world and the positivity that the artists here can create. So thank you and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hi. My name is Justin Andrew Davis. I just want to take a second to say that I am thankful for therapy, for my health, for my amazing tribe of creatives, and for my family and friends who support me every step of the way. We are going through some crazy, crazy times, as you're all aware. And I just want to say that you are loved, you matter, and whatever you are able to accomplish each day is more than enough. Small steps make big change. Don't underestimate the power of an hour.
Hey, this is Josh from the All Ports Open Network, and this year I'm grateful for my girlfriend, my family and friends, and for the amazing people I work with on this network every day.
Hi, I'm Caroline Heinle, and I am grateful for so many things this year. Wow. I am grateful for my family. I love them dearly, and their support means the world to me. I am grateful for my friends, especially the ones that I can have like deep, open, honest, and vulnerable conversations with no judgments, and then switch over to like laughing and having a good time and dancing around and being silly and funny and total goofballs. Those people rock. I am grateful for creativity I think we've really learned a lot more about how important it is this year. It really is a service that we provide to others, and it's therapeutic, both to us and to our viewers and listeners. I am grateful for Hulu and Netflix and Apple TV and HBO and all of the streaming services. I think they've gotten us all through this pandemic. And I am grateful for my little studio apartment. I moved out on my own for the first time this year, and I've learned a lot more about myself. But it's been like a really great journey, and I've created my own little creative space here, so that's been awesome. And I'm grateful for God. I've really built my trust and faith in God this year, and I'm really grateful for that. So happy Thanksgiving. Oh, also, so grateful for Megan and Janelle for doing this podcast. I think it's awesome that they are providing this for people and helping everybody stay connected. So happy Thanksgiving and cheers to an awesome 2021 ahead. Let's stay positive and smile.
All right, everybody. Thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you to all of our Cause and Creation family that came back for this episode. Please like, follow, all that jazz on Spotify and iTunes. Give us a review if you have the time. It goes a long way in helping people find us. And of course, the best way to get the word out is always word of mouth. And while you're wrapping your presents and decorating your houses for the holidays, make sure that you check out the other amazing shows on our network. Apon Plays is an actual RPG podcast. Me and Janelle were actually on for several of the episodes with some really, really amazing people. We just put out several episodes for our playthrough of Cyberpunk Red that we got to test drive. And we also are going live with episodes from a game that Joshua Wise from, you know, this podcast and this network, he's the one in charge of all of it. It's a game that he created, The Worst Days of Your Life. They're a lot of fun. You definitely want to check those out. No Avatars Allowed is a podcast about theology and video gaming that he does with his co-hosts Ben Wallace and Rachel Dalton. So I'll say if you like big discussions about spirituality and games, you'll love it. And even if you're an atheist who hates video games, you'd probably still get a kick out of just listening to them hanging out. They're fantastic. And Ben Wallace also does a relationship RPG game podcast with his wife Mel, Pot of Love. And it's really, really great, and it's so much fun to follow. They've like kind of created this whole world out of playing the different games. And Rachel Dalton also has a show called Wine, Dine, and 69, which is a sex and relationship advice show. She does it with her friend who's a therapist, and I've learned a lot about love languages from it, and you would also learn so much, so check it out. Again, I'm so grateful for our podcast family and for having this creative outlet during all this. And like I said, we just, you know, the holidays are looking a little different this year, but we really wanted to use this episode to share some of the positives. And I know that this has been a very hard year for everyone for a variety of reasons. And I just want to say to all of you who are listening today on Thanksgiving, who maybe aren't with your loved ones right now, I'm really, really sorry. I'm sorry if it's because of COVID or politics or lack of acceptance to your beliefs or lifestyle, or if it's due to travel or financial restrictions. And above all, I'm really, really sorry if it's because you've lost someone this year. You know, we've been hearing a lot of numbers and statistics thrown around, but I just want to take a moment to say that people aren't numbers. They're parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters, partners, friends, family, and incredibly loved and missed human beings. And I know that there's nothing that I can say or do that's going to ease the pain left in their absence, but I want to send all my love and say for everyone that we have with us, hold them even closer. You know, sometimes life throws things at us that are unfair or hurtful or senseless, but I hope that you all know just how fucking strong you are for getting through all this. You know, even if you feel like you're not doing the best job of it, you're still doing it. And you should be so proud of yourself for that. And one lesson that I really hope we all took from this year is that love is not decreased by distance, and strength is not decreased by struggle, and human life and human rights are not decreased by words. So just thank you to everyone who's on the front lines fighting COVID, whether that's, whether you're a doctor or somebody who works in an essential business. Thank you to everyone who's following the CDC guidelines to protect those around them. Thank you to everyone who is staying in touch with their loved ones via the internet or phone, even when they can't be reached in person. Thank you for everyone who's been showing their capacity to love beyond themselves and are standing up for people they don't even know, whether that's by marching or voting or donating or just having hard conversations. Thanks to everybody who's creating art that can both inspire us and provide distraction for us, because we all really just need a break sometimes. Thank you to all the teachers who are navigating education right now and providing as much stability and teaching as much as they can to the future of our world, and to all the parents who are doing the same. And above all, thank you, all of you, for just getting through this the best you can. Everyone, please take care, enjoy the holidays, stay present, and be grateful for yourself this year. You've been through a lot, and you should be really, really proud of yourself. So just happy Thanksgiving, everybody, really.
Last but not least, Tilly, you were technically a guest on our podcast. Do you want to tell everybody what you're thankful for? Meow. Meow.